Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series The Life of the Christian in the World Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org Subject of this audio Work Out Your Own Salvation Chapter 1 Work Out or Develop the Received Salvation The theme of this material is a complementary subject to the topics covered in other series of the Systemic Teaching About Christian Life, such as suggestions for reading and studying the Bible, the Gospel, the Good News of God, and this very series on the life of the Christian in the world. Thus, we would like to remind here that from the moment a person is informed about the Gospel of Christ, one may begin to believe in what God offers him or her and have an encounter, through faith, with the Lord Jesus Christ and experience the salvation from God in one's life. Nevertheless, as a sequence of the themes mentioned, we also recall that salvation, in turn, is not an isolated experience and that is limited to a moment of difficulty or affliction so that an individual later returns to a condition of life equal to the one lived before the encounter with Christ. God's salvation provides a new condition of inner life to the person who receives it. And concerning which, God's will is that this newness of life may be a growing experience for the recipient and that it may culminate in an ever-increasing and eternal fellowship with the Lord. For the Christian who is still in the world, even though no longer being a part of it, it is crucial to reach an understanding that God's salvation goes beyond an act or a single experience. Salvation is given to a person so that one may live in fellowship with Christ and reach an understanding of the necessary condition that exists for him or her in the practice of the continual work of abiding in Christ, through which the Christian is instructed so that the other areas of one's life may also become aligned with the will of God. 1 Corinthians 1, 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. John 15, 4-6. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Through the work of remaining in Christ, a Christian exposes oneself to the Lord so that in him or her, the growth in life that becomes available to him or her as a justified individual through Christ before God may be produced. And this, so that one may understand more about one's new condition in the Lord and about what is proposed to him or her in this novelty of life. Romans 1, 16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. As a result of one's fellowship with the Lord, the Christian who abides in Christ can grow to the point of knowing more aspects of life through faith in God and may become a channel of abundant fruit according to this faith and the love of God. And yet, through these fruits, cooperate so that the name of God may be glorified, as also exemplified in the following texts. Ephesians 5, 8-10. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. James 3, 17-18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And yet another way in which the Scriptures instruct us about the Christian's growth in one's life in God, and which is the goal of this subject, are the references they make to the development or working out the received salvation, as shown below. Philippians 2, 12-13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. The idea associated with the word develop or the expression work out, quoted in the text above, is related to carrying out development, performing growth, or even achieving growth in everything that is possible to be reached in the condition that was granted to a person through heavenly salvation, as also mentioned by Paul in the following text. Text most widely approached in the theme on reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Philippians 3, 12-13. Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Thus, the salvation granted by God to a person is the greatest gift a person can ever receive in one's entire personal existence. There is nothing more precious and essential to an individual, to a human being, than the salvation of one's soul. This is why this is also the most vital aspect in which a person should persevere and grow. Matthew 16, 26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, 37. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? 1 Peter 1, 6-9. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Luke 21, 19. By your patience possess your souls. As mentioned in the subject on the gospel of salvation, when a person receives God's salvation for one's life, one enters the beginning of many other gifts that are available to him or her in the Lord and that can be accessed in God by persevering in this salvation. Therefore, considering that salvation is part of the set of God's greatest gift to a person, the scriptures instruct every individual who has received it to also invest due time and due attention in the development or growth in this salvation. Just as a child needs to be nurtured in natural life from the very first moments of conception, so the individual who receives the salvation given by God is called to grow in what has been granted to him or her. One is called to learn to love, value, nurture, persevere, and consolidate the condition one received through salvation, for salvation, essentially, also encompasses the granting of a new condition of life and the state of being able to grow in it continuously. The salvation given by God to a person saves that person from the state of eternal perdition to which one was subject. However, it also associates the individual with the purpose of being saved, which, in turn, and as already mentioned, is the bestowal of eternal life that begins for a person at the time of receiving the salvation offered by God. In this way, the unveiling of the newness of life given by God through salvation in Christ Jesus and growing in it is what is called development, working out, or growth in the received salvation. To develop or work out salvation is to grow in what was given to a person when one received Christ as the Lord in one's heart, an aspect also described in the following texts. John 17, 1-3. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Colossians 2:6-7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.